Witness in Death by J.D. Robb. The play's the thing. William Shakespeare. This reasonable moderator and equal piece of justice, Death. Sir Thomas Browne. Chapter 1. There was always an audience for murder. Whether it took its form in horror or glee, in dark humor or quiet grief, mankind's fascination with the ultimate crime made it a ripe subject for exploration in fact and in fiction. At its bottom line, murder sold tickets and had packed theaters throughout history. Romans had pushed and shoved their way into the Colosseum to watch gladiators hack each other to bloody bits, or to alleviate the boredom of the day by catching a matinee where a few hapless Christians were pitted against happy-to-oblige lions for the amusement of a cheering audience. Since the outcome of these uneven matches was pretty much a sure bet, the crowd hadn't packed the stands to see if maybe this time the Christians would win the day. They wanted the results and all the blood and gore they offered. People could go home pleased that they'd gotten their money's worth, and more, that they themselves were alive and whole. Vicarious murder was a simple way of reassuring yourself that your personal problems weren't really so bad after all. Human nature and the need for such entertainment hadn't changed very much in a millennium or two. Lions and Christians might have been passé, but in the last gasp of winter in the year 2059, murder still sold strong and bumped the ratings in the media. In a more civilized way, of course. Family.